When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one, but ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. So lay your cars down, down, down,
down, down, down. I'm so excited.
How?
I just really think this era is refreshing. I really feel like this is the first Beyonce era where everything feels different. Like, her being out is different. Her look is different. Like, it's just like she's actually putting energy into this era and this release. So I'm really into it. I know it's surprising because, contrary to popular belief, I do like Beyonce. I really enjoy her. I think she's awesome. I think she's a great artist. I think she's a musician, one of a kind. And so I just want to. Like, I'm really excited. I feel like I will go to this tour, and I have a perfect outfit already in my mind. So, I'm excited.
I don't know if she's going to go on tour. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. Everybody been saying that, like, what if she goes back on tour? But I'm like, first of all, can you, I don't know. It's just a lot. Like, she just got off tour, like, literally, like, 5 months ago. So, I don't know.
About time she tour again, it'll probably be like September, October.
As long as it don't coincide with Nicki.
With Rihanna.
Nicki.
Oh.
Ain't nobody talking about her because she don't deserve no airtime since she don't want to give us no music. I don't have nothing to say to the bitch.
I had a dream about her. I had a dream that it was reported that she left the studio and like she had like her laptop. But it wasn't true. I woke up and it was just her at Caesars eating with ASAP Rocky for dinner.
How does it feel to still not have an album?
Beyonce has two.
And Beyonce is not even making us wait real long for this one, you know?
Nicki's actually doing choreography and practicing and borrowing Rihanna's fucking like... that's what I saw today. Or maybe I dreamed that. Rihanna was seen leaving a video shoot this morning. But I'm pretty sure I did not dream that up.
Let's get back to you accusing Nicki of stealing. What happened?
I don't have time for this. Like y'all have finally been put to rest. Y'all have finally been chilling. I don't have time.
What were you about to say?
I was just saying she stole Rihanna's choreographer, Paris. So she's using Paris for choreography for the tour. And so Rihanna probably hasn't had time to actually like go ahead and do so because she lent her choreographer to another artist to help their tour be better.
Is she using Paris? Because the last video I seen, Casper was in the room.
Yeah, she's using Paris.
And where'd you find that information? Because you know you be having mysterious sources.
I guess one of my mysterious sources, bitch. I don't understand.
What's your source? Twitter?
Why am I being attacked right now?
See Paris in Nicki's videos?
Yes.
Is Paris posted about Nicki?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw Paris.
But that's all I saw.
Exactly. That's why you should be in tune. That's your hive over there.
I don't
be
paying attention to nothing Nicki do unless it entertains me. Everybody be getting into a big old, Nicki said this. I'd be like, I'm grown. Okay. I got other stuff to be mad about. Okay. Let me know when she's saying something I can agree with. You know,
okay, we might not be letting you. Well, I mean, you agree with some of the shit she be saying, so I mean,
yeah, well, family
she,
first.
She be having points, I guess.
Oh no, she be having points. One of these days, y'all gonna look back. Nicki, Monique, Harriet Tubman, pretty much the same woman.
Uh-huh. Okay. Bitch, I know you say you're tired, but you're delusional as well today, huh?
Podcast canceled.
Right, we're out of here.
I was sitting on my patio the other day.
How peaceful.
Chilling, minding my business. And this man walked past my patio while I was smoking. I was smoking cigarettes. And he gonna ask me, I don't smoke cigarettes, but that's for
if he can hit it.
He asked me to buy a gram. Now, first of all,
was he cute?
Why'd you smile? I know, the hood booger and you just lit up. That's not cute for me, okay? First of all, I don't even know what a gram is. I don't shop in grams. I don't buy grams. I buy weed, okay? Real weed. I buy me some. It's 7 or up, okay? Why are you trying to buy a gram off a stranger? I might be smoking fentanyl. You don't know nothing.
All right.
Furthermore, how was you going to get it? Because I have a book screen up. There's, like,
you have, maybe that you're going to take the... Yeah, maybe that you're gonna take it down and let him climb on over.
Why would I sell a stranger a gram? Then he gonna be walking past here looking for grams every time he need a gram. Bitch.
Okay, but back to the important question. Was he cute?
I don't even know.
I would say if he wasn't cute, you should have called the police immediately. But if he was cute, I feel like you could have shared a word with him.
I feel like if he was cute, I would remember that fact.
So he had to be a goblin. Goblins popping out.
I don't think
he
was ugly because I also remember that too, but I don't really remember his face. You know,
have you ever wanted to offer a stranger a ride because they were cute?
No.
Me either. Mm. I was just asking.
Yeah, well, you know, sluts tend to have like really ridiculous thoughts. So.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I'm not a slut, so I can't relate. So. I'll take your word.
Welcome to the podcast, y'all. This is The Boys Next Door. I am running on 20%, literally, because my battery just told me, and my body is actually running on 20%.
This is going downhill fast. This is going downhill so fast. And I'm Ken Lush, and my battery's on like 70. Oh, my battery's on like 70, and
Oh, okay. Well, if you're new here, please follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. If you have questions, you need advice, you want to tell us something, you want to tell us a confession, send it to asboysnextdoor@gmail.com. Welcome back. This is episode 140. You know, they say you need 10,000 hours to perfect your craft, right?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering at how many hours I'm at right now.
I feel like we're at like 9,999 hours.
We're,
I feel
at like least we're close. At 200 hours.
I think so. But you also have to take into account the amount of episodes that were not released to the public that we have recorded.
The forgotten episodes.
Yeah, it's the forgotten episodes. Like, for a minute, it was like equivalent like 3 a month. So we have to take into those account. And then, yeah. So, I mean, we may be close. Angelique, if you're listening, girl, don't steal none of our shit. Just hire us. Just go ahead, hire us. Don't steal. Just pick us up.
Also, if you want to collab, you know, let us know. Send us a DM.
Y'all be afraid of us. Yeah, ask. We're cool. We're always looking for new, I don't have a name for guests yet, but we're always looking for guests on the show that actually makes sense.
Well, what have you been up to this week? How was your Valentine's Day?
I feel like I should be sitting down on your couch as I talk about my week. It was definitely one of those weeks where I just feel like I was being like reshifted in focus to like shit that I should be focused on, because I be getting like hella I be getting like hella distracted by shit around me, and I don't be doing what I need to be doing. So some shit got moved up, bitch. All I said was you stashing in the background, walking to the corner, walking like you're so fucking ridiculous. But yeah, So I had to let go of some shit. I had to let some new shit in and just try to. That's what I felt like I was doing all last week. All last week, I felt like I watched it back. I'm like, all you see is me like shifting and moving. And like, when you get a new setup, it's hard.
That sound out.
Yeah. But yeah. But I mean, it was depressing. So I cried like half the week. So I'm glad we're here now.
Were you depressed because of Valentine's Day?
I hate Valentine's Day when I'm single or don't have someone and shit like that.
But why?
I'll start drinking my wine. I don't know. This year, I just expected it to be, like, a little different. I expected to, like, at least have somebody that I was feeling or somebody that I liked enough to actually do something. Like, I worked on Valentine's Day anyway. But I just expected to have, like, I don't know, a little boo, a little yeah, or something like that. But it didn't work out that way. And so I was just, like, Valentine's Day, I did not get on the internet. I didn't do shit. Like, I was, like, I'm not using, I didn't even open Twitter. I was so horny. I didn't open Twitter again until, like, what's today? Friday. I didn't open Twitter till Friday because I just didn't want to see the Valentine's Day post. I didn't want to see the proposals. I didn't want to see the random photo shoots with, like, I did open it and I did see a photo shoot. Like, if you're going to do one of those photo shoots that's like the white background and the denim jeans and the white like tank top and shit like that, take your socks off. I hate when y'all have your socks on during your fucking professional photo shoots and shit like that. It looks so fucking tacky to me. Take your socks off. Not because I want to see your feet, but also because I want to see your feet, and it also throws off the picture, so.
I want to see them toes. That just reminded me, I have a picture of me with a white shirt and some blue jeans and a white background, and I might post it after this.
Hey!
Recording.
Are your socks off?
By the time y'all listen to this,
because you know better.
Posted and expired. But actually, I'll just post it when the episode come out. My week was fine. Valentine's for me is normally like I don't even think about it. But I got off work on Valentine's Day, and I had to go down to the grocery store because I needed some bananas, I needed some rice, I needed some other stuff. You know, I just needed my things. And I was flabbergasted by the amount of cars in the parking lot. I was like, okay, well, technically it is a holiday, right? Okay, fine. I get in the store. And mind you, I hadn't been to the grocery store in like a week and a half.
How often do you go grocery shopping?
Well, I probably hadn't been to that grocery store in like 2 weeks. I usually order my groceries down. But
okay.
So I was unaware that, you know, I would be bombarded with pink and red and roses and flowers and sales and cupcakes and all this other type of shit.
I love cupcakes, so I was like, but ew. Yeah. Okay.
And then not only was everybody buying Valentine's stuff, you know, balloons, cars, cakes, all that type of stuff. The couples were in there holding hands.
Oh, God. Not the hand holding. And so I
said to every last one of you, y'all got all day to do this. Why y'all in the grocery store doing this? Like, I don't even get affected by Valentine's Day, but it's like, okay, bitch, we get it.
It'd be a lot.
You found love in a hopeless place. Fuck you.
Oh, my God. I feel that. I don't know. It wasn't like I was sad because of Valentine's Day. I was just more so like, oh, I feel like I'm just like, I'm trying to break old habits, and I'm, like, trying to, like, refocus myself and all this other shit. And then Valentine's Day come around, and it's just like, oh, Ken, don't fall into the same groove. Because I have a habit of, like, I give a lot of attention to, like, let's say I like somebody. I give them so much attention, and I, like, try to force them to, like, be in this position that I feel like I want them for in my life. And it's hard for me to really just, like, break down what they're needing in their life a lot of times. I think it's super, super selfish, but it's also, I think it's because I was raised as an only kid. And on top of that, I have my abandonment issues. And so, abandonment issues, only kid, all that shit, like, relationship issues in the past. Like, all that shit adds up, and I feel like I put a lot of weight and I put a lot of pressure on people in my life to fit into certain positions. And so it's like I'm trying to rework that in my head. And so I like all week I've been disappointed because I like spent like a lot of time with someone. Like if you watch the like the videos for the past like maybe month or so, like I've had somebody like around and we've like really just like I'll just give y'all the tea. I guess it's confessions. So basically, oh, it's kind of early for confessions. No one listens this early anyway. But I started like liking them a lot. And I was, like, trying to get in my head, like I tell, like, I always say on the podcast, I'm always like, what do I want from this situation? What exactly do I want? And I realized I didn't ask myself that question until it was too far in. and we were like literally arguing on the phone all week. Like, I'm yelling on the phone. And I'm like, you're not even my nigga. And I'm yelling on the phone, like, going crazy. But it was just, like, a lot of, like, shady, like, lies and weird shit going on. And I can't deal with that. And so, like, I gave myself the opportunity for once to not give them an ultimatum, but more so give myself an ultimatum for what I wanted to do with the situation. So I was just like, either you want to be around or you don't want to be around. I'm not going to force this shit. I'm not going to try to make this shit work, because obviously you have other shit going on, and I'd rather you give attention to what you want to give attention to versus what I feel you should give attention to, which is always going to be me. And so I had like a situationship breakup, and it was just like, I like threw away the Valentine's Day gift. I was just like at the point where it was just like, I was ranting on Instagram and my close friends. I was just not sick. I was just more so like, coming to fruition with like what the actual situation was and what is going to be and how I should handle it. So I was just sad all week. I legit cried. I was just like, oh bitch, are you really crying? I put on Robin Dancing on My Own and I had a time. I know, down bad.
And this is why I choose to ignore everybody, you know.
And I wish I would.
I don't know if that's a good thing to just like be ignoring everybody. I'm starting to realize that, I don't really have a whole lot of energy to not ignore nobody. But, I don't know. I don't even know. Also this week was my birthday, and, I had a good time on my birthday. I feel great to be 29. I actually haven't sat with the fact that I am 29. Maybe that'll come in the weeks to come. Maybe I'll finally realize that I'm 29. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Men, friends, I'm realizing that, like, nobody loves me as much as I love me. So I'll just be alone.
I mean, I guess that's a good thing. I feel like you should love yourself more than anybody loves you. I feel like when you love yourself, it's easy to, like, really just, like, invest in yourself and invest in what you want to do. And I feel like a lot of times people don't have that, like, outlook on life, because a lot of people feel like they're meant to, like, give love to other people, so they don't really love themselves how they should. And so I feel like for you, you do, because you love yourself a lot and you love your peace and you love how your life is set up and your, like, formula for what your life is, I feel like you only invest time into really shit that feeds you and that helps you, like, get to a better place. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like it's healthy. A lot more people should do it.
I think it's healthy when there's a balance. But I do realize that I'm just going to fully get into my Whoopi Goldberg bag, and I am going to just hit it and quit it.
Date a white guy? Oh, okay.
I'm going to hit it and quit it, you know? Oh, speaking of white guys, let's do this before we get into our topics. So, you know, I'm on those apps where you swipe people.
Uh-huh.
I've been matching with white men.
Oh. In order to match with them, that means that you have to swipe on them as well.
Right.
So you've been white. So you've been choosing white.
Well,
Black History Month and Black History Month.
Well, first things first, what happens when you match with somebody is they already liked your profile, and so now you're like, you get to the part where you like their profile, and then that's how y'all match. That's how it works, right?
Oh, which app is this?
Tinder and Hinge.
Yeah, so,
well,
like,
Hinge is like a little different, but Tinder is like, if you swipe right on somebody and then it's a match, that means they already swiped right on you.
Yeah, but that means that you also swipe right on them.
Right.
So you've but chosen after each they other. Swiped right so on you me. Chose you chose no, but how do you know? You
listen,
see,
I'm just saying, see. I y'all ain't never seen me post no man, and y'all definitely won't see me posting.
I got a question about that.
Unless I'm in love. Like, I got to be like, he got to be like the white man to my Quinta Brunson. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got to be one of them type of men.
I can totally see that. Like, a very Doja Cat style thing going on in the background. I
don't like incels.
Wait. Now how they? Oh, her boyfriend's an insole.
I don't know. I just feel like throwing a Doja stray. Shout out to Doja. I love Doja.
Oh my god, I love Doja too. I forgot I was gonna ask because that threw me off. But
go ahead. Yeah, I'm thrown off too because I had a follow up point to that. Oh, what basically too. What I'm saying is, I'm gonna start talking to people more on those apps. Like, I'm not just gonna like, cause I went in there and I started talking to people. I'm like, I haven't responded since February 5th. Is this even appropriate to respond? You know what I'm saying? It's like 11, 12, 13, 14, 19,000 years later. How?
I always reply. Like, I'm one of people. Sometimes I just don't feel like talking to you. Like first of all, I was being nice when I swipe right, and so I was just like, ugh, the conversation. I'm like not that interested already, so I'm just kind of like, I'll get back to when I get back to it. But then sometimes there have been people I revisited, and I've just been like, oh, sup. Like everybody does this thing where they randomly get off the app because they think they found the one, and then they always go back and they're just like, oh, hey girl, I haven't been on here since 1906. I was just trying to see what's up. And it's just like, now if I like a guy automatically, I just give him my social media shit. Like, I make sure I give it to him. I make sure I reply to that and give it to him on a day where my story's like, not me naked or some shit like that. Like, a nice, normal story. Then I drop the Instagram link.
That's a problem I have, too, because it's like, my Instagram is an acquired taste. And so, yes. I decided to put my Instagram on there because I feel like, well, if somebody like me, they just going to have to like all of me. And if they don't like a little piece of me, then fine. We don't need to be together. That's how I feel. But it's also a little embarrassing, you know, because I be cutting up on Instagram.
It's kind of, I be cutting up too. Like, I felt bad because it was this guy at work that I've always, like, he was just super, super cool, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, oh my God, you have Instagram. So he added me on Instagram, right? And so he added me. And then the first thing, like, I'm not even on that with him. I just think he's super cool. And so I added him on Instagram, and like the first thing on my story is like me naked, and then like the next story is a podcast clip. I'm just like, oh, and so I know he's probably like, oh my God. So he ended up unfollowing me right after he fucking followed me, and I blocked him. And so now every time I see my work, I just like, I look at him now, look the other way. I'm just like, bitch, why the fuck you unfollow me? But then I looked at his profile, and it was like, follow Jesus. Jesus is the way, and all this other shit. He was probably like, oh, not this faggotry. Not this faggotry.
If Jesus is the way, why the fuck are you following gay people?
Say it. But well, also, not why all you
Christians
why
are you homophobic? But I'm just saying.
Yeah, but why you judging your neighbor? We'll go that route. Cause I looked on your profile and it was some questionable shit on there too. So I mean, like, I hate the picking and choosing of the fucking sins that are the worst for that day or worst for that week that people just choose to harp on. That bothers me always in religion. So whatever. I won't go down that route.
Well, I think we should jump into these topics since we've been running our mouth. I'm trying to pick up something with my feet right now just because I don't want to bend over, but it's proving to be very difficult.
Are you good with picking up stuff with your feet?
I don't really do it.
Are you good at foot jobs?
Like, I was just about to say, I wonder what a foot job for me is going to feel like. It's probably going to feel like a cactus, bitch. I don't know.
Bitch, I don't know. It's something about the position of giving a foot job that I'm not too fond of. Like,
yeah, my knee's bad. And my hips don't really rotate like that.
I'm not as robust as I used to be. So it just be like, I don't know. I just feel like it'd be like getting a foot job from like a robot. Just really stiff and it hurts. I'd
rather my feet be in one spot and you fuck my feet, but I don't want to do all this.
You ever got foot fucked?
Reason I don't want to be on top. Not like for real, like okay, the just like rubbed up on there and stuff, but you know,
I like that. I also like sometimes like I like rubbing my dick in general on a guy's I like rubbing my feet on a guy's dick. It just, I think it's so hot.
Well, the first topic today is apparently something that's going on Twitter where you rate yourself. What is this about?
Did you want to light this before we start trashing?
Oh yes, I knew something was missing. I'm gonna light my blunt. I'm gonna light my blunt today to this coffee I'm drinking, cause you know what, I'm tired.
It's gonna run right through you. I like coffee. Now she already started. Okay.
Wrap this up.
Uh-oh. Before we shit it up.
I've already farted during this podcast. Y'all didn't hear it though. So.
See, this is why.
And see, like, imagine somebody I match with on Tinder, go into my profile, seeing I have a podcast. This is the episode they listen to at 25 minutes, and they hear me talking about the gas I just passed.
I don't know. Like, some people like you scare me because, like, I know we do, like, the, we're not supposed to send our representative thing, but it's just, like, you're so you that I can't imagine you not, like, I can't imagine you not expressing
your yourself.
Yes, you're not, yes, in a nice way. I can't imagine you not being yourself around a guy, like, naturally.
Well, I don't fart around men.
Okay. Like, at all, in general?
No. But okay, I don't either. Like that. But that's... I'm going to be... And it's so kind of, like, almost irrational. But, like, I don't... part of me doesn't want to date for that reason as well. Because it's like, you want my stomach to be hurting? I got to fart. But it's not sexy unless he's, like, okay with that. Like, and plus, like, you can't be doing that too soon.
I don't think he got to be okay with it. Because, like, one of the first things I remember... Like, when I was younger, my stepmom and my dad, they would always make jokes about their farts and stuff like that. And I just thought that was so fucking creepy.
Okay, and how long they been together? A million years, right?
Yeah, they were together, like, legit at that point about, like, 6 years. Maybe, like, 5 years. So, but it's just, like, you get comfortable with somebody enough where that shit is just, like, normal. I've never gotten that comfortable with a guy because I don't agree with doing that kind of shit or talking about that kind of shit with a guy. Like, my ex would make jokes about when I would, like, go use the bathroom, whatever. But I'm always just like, first of all, you should even know I'm in here, okay? I'm not even in the bathroom. I'm levitating above the fucking shower or some shit. But, like, yeah, so I don't know. I don't know.
Because my farts be stinking, you know, depending on what I ate. Like, most of the time, I can give out a good airy one, no real smell. But don't let me have just had no broccoli. Don't let me just have, like, no ground beef or burger or nothing or a smoothie. You're going to get... No, I'm going to my smoothie farts be okay. But, like, so everything else...
Basically, don't feed you. Don't let you eat.
Feed me because you...
Don't feed the boy. Don't feed the bottom.
I will say... my backshot farts, they don't got no smell because they be empty up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you had to come get a whiff of this shit he talked about, too. This is such a disturbing podcast. Okay, I'm lighting mine.
Blunt too.
Okay, I want to get out of your business. If that's what the fuck going on over there. Get me the fuck out of here. I'm lighting my wood to... I'll just say blunt. I'm lighting my blunt to... letting shit go and just enjoying memories and shit and while they happen. Like, I feel like I hold on to a lot of shit. Like, I try to always keep making shit forever and ever and ever because I like the feeling that certain shit gives me. And so I'm always afraid that if it leaves or if it changes at all, that it won't be the same. And so I'm lighting my blunt to knowing that even if shit changes, that's how it's supposed to be. And just to go with it for once in 2024. Finally, you're going to just go with shit.
Memories don't live like people do. They'll always remember you. There's never been another you.
I read something on Facebook.
Memories don't live like people do. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nikki, Aretha, Houston, Carey, Minaj.
Okay.
Girls are not prepared for her to do her full singing album.
Well, why don't we do Nikki Vanilli or something, okay? We won't give it too much credit. And, okay, please. I don't want to talk about her.
Okay.
I didn't mean it.
Because I was about to read you. Go ahead.
I didn't mean it. Fuck. I read something.
Oh, that's R. Kelly. Never mind. Okay, go ahead. Go.
Oh, God. Look. Problematic people.
I just sung an R. Kelly song on acid. It slipped out.
And
by the way, Usher is the king of R&B. I want y'all to cut the crap. We don't need to talk about nothing else. It's Usher. Go ahead with your point. I'm sorry.
I read something. I didn't watch his Super Bowl performance at all. I was at work. But I read something on Facebook this week. It was like, if you're going to forgive somebody, just forgive somebody. Stop trying to make them gravel and beg at your feet to prove that they're sorry. And how they ever prove they're sorry if you're always making them jump through hoops to prove it. Just let them prove it. Just let the people prove the shit. And I just realized I am a grudge holder. I hold grudges.
I just realized that too.
And it be like, I be thinking I'm not holding grudges, but it just be like, first of all, I don't look at you the same. Every time I look at you, I think about what you did to me. I always think about like what I can do just to like fucking spite you. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm that person.
I literally had a moment with myself yesterday walking into my building. I was like, because I had read something on somebody's Tinder profile that said, or maybe it was Hinge, because you know, to get a little more personal on Hinge, I guess.
Yeah.
On his profile, he was like, we would get along if that was the prompt. And then his answer was, if you forgive easy. And then he listed a bunch of other stuff. And I was like,
why I gotta forgive you already?
I don't think I forgive easy. I think when I'm mad, I like to be mad. I
okay.
like to sit in it for a minute. I like to be angry. I need to experience that. Like, once I'm mad, don't try to cheer me up. No, bitch, I'm stewing right now. Let me be pissed.
See, and I'm not like that. Like, if I'm mad, I go through it probably about like 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm kind of just like, okay, I'm ready to get over it. But by then, that 5 to 10 minutes have been pure hell, and I have probably gone off. I probably said shit I shouldn't have said. My attitude was probably so horrible. I probably just acted a donkey in those 5 to 10 minutes. I was pissed off. And now I'm not pissed off no more, and I expect everything to be normal. And that's not fucking realistic. Bitch, you have went through that fucking town like Godzilla, and you expect everybody just to welcome you with flowers when you come back. That's not realistic.
I think it depends on the offense. Like, okay. And it also depends on the person. Like, if it's a friend, depending on what they did, I'm probably not going to be mad very long.
Right.
But it also depends on how mad I was. Let me get to the mic. It also depends on how mad I was
initially
about the offense. Something happened this week. I ain't gonna say what it is, cause I don't even want to talk about it. But
okay. Oh, okay.
I realized that, you know, I need to check people the first time they do something to me, because I have this thing where this is not even on the list. I have this thing where, like, I don't like confrontation. And I really, truly don't know how to stand up for myself sometimes. Like, I might come off like a little abrasive sometimes, but that abrasiveness is always like following like lots of ignoring what's been happening to me.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say, like, if I can like say to somebody, hey, I don't like what just happened the first time, instead of letting other stuff happen and then go, once that last thing happened, I'm like, look, now I'm finna
drop you the hell. I'm about to fuck you up, bitch. Okay.
But I need to, because that contributes to how mad I get, because it's like, wow, I've been holding this in and you still pissing me off. It's like, because I want you to read my mind, but that's not how life works.
Yeah.
So I be feeling like if I got that mad, like I need to be mad for a while, and I need a lot of space.
I was going to say space. Yeah, I'm not as like, if like I've learned just to like, if something makes me mad, take a second, think about like, what exactly am I mad about? What exactly am I mad about? And if I feel like I have a point like to actually be mad, then I address it. Because I like to address shit that pisses me off right then and there just to get it over with. Because I don't want, if I don't tell you what's wrong, I can't expect you to know what's wrong. If you've done something to offend me and you don't know that you've done it to offend me, I can't put blame on you for not knowing.
But you think sometimes people be acting oblivious? They know exactly what they be doing to you.
I think sometimes people be acting oblivious, but I also can't make the assumption that they are. Because I feel like sometimes people don't know. Like, I don't know everything. I don't know every emotion or thing that somebody might be thinking about or going through, that they may overlook something. And so I'm always like very big to be like, hey, I don't appreciate this. It made me feel like this. and then we go from there. Because I just rather bitch, this is so ridiculous.
If y'all watching YouTube, I'm trying to be discreet. Bitch, I got popcorn on my fingers, but
I would say popcorn and fell down your shirt, bitch. It was just like, I would just watch it. Bitch, it was chaos. Just chaos. And then you eat it. That is so black. But yeah, so I try to address shit, get it over with, and then now the bitch dying. Oh God.
I'm sorry.
Now the bitch dying.
We talking about something very serious.
Okay, fuck you, bitch. This is why this is a dumb bitch. But honestly, I forgot what I was talking about. But fuck you, bitches, if you make me mad. Don't make me mad if we'll be cool.
Yeah, I don't know how we got
our how do you get over being mad though? Like, what's your process?
Okay. I'm glad you asked that. Cause this also happens to me, like, from work. Like, I'll be mad at work about work stuff, and I'll clock out of work, and then I'll catch myself like, you are still mad about something that happened when you was on the clock. Like, you are at home now, like, relax. So when it's like that, I literally have to, like, talk myself down. Because otherwise, like I said earlier, I'll sit and I'll be mad. I'll be mad for the rest of the day. Like, can't change the mood because I'm just like, oh, I want to be
stuck in it. Like, yeah. Mad. I hate being mad.
I really just have to be like, you are not at work. You are at home. Relax. Now, when it comes to like being mad at somebody else. Mm-hmm. It really just takes me time, and it also takes me talking myself down. Like, okay, is this like worth losing the friendship?
World War III.
Is this worth fighting about for real? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I'd like to weigh my options out. Most of the time is nothing. But also it's good to acknowledge, like, when something is irritating you, just, you know, learn how to control it afterwards.
I will say that's one thing I think that you've gotten a lot better at with me. Like, if you don't like something, you're very quick now to be like, uh-uh, bitch. And I like that because, like, I.
Really?
Yeah, you are. 100%. And I don't mind it. Like that's why when you said that, I was like, yeah, you are. You have improved on that. Like, you do that with me. But I also feel like it's also, like, a safeguard where, you know, I'm, like, I'm somebody that you can, like, anybody can spar with, and I'm not going to be, like, mad about you with it. Like, mad at you. Like, I'm not going to take it against you. I'm like, I don't mind that. I'm a Taurus. I like a challenge. Cool. We can argue it out. Fine. And so, like, you've gotten better with just being like, I don't like that. How about not? And so forth and so on. And I appreciate that. Cause I feel like people are naturally afraid to tell me no or to say, like, opposite opinions of me. So whenever someone's like, uh-uh. I naturally gravitate and I respect them a lot more because you can tell that people are people pleasing you. You can tell that people are just like navigating with, like, you know, like they always say, like, safe hand and like placating you and shit like that. I can feel when that energy's around me. So I always appreciate you. Like, that's why you, Tara and Daisy, y'all are my people because y'all actually are the ones who always like, relax, bitch. Like, even with the Valentine's Day show, you was like, relax, bitch. And I'm so glad I listened for once because I was like, yeah. Bling, bling, bitch. Bling, bling.
I'm mean down. Well, I feel like that's the first topic. Now, let's move on to the second topic. Right. He was just talking about.
I don't know either, bitch. That might not get a card on a YouTube.
Let's do this.
Wait. First, do y'all like the YouTube? Do y'all like how the YouTube looks? Tell me what I should fix. Tell me what y'all want differently. Like, do y'all like the colors of all this shit? Like, we never ask y'all, and I feel like we should just ask y'all too because we always go back and forth on it. What y'all feel? Now, don't give us too much lip. Now, we still got security around the cul-de-sac.
Right? Because I mean, I don't even say nothing about the YouTube. So y'all think y'all gonna come in and chime in?
Okay, that part. But like, if
I don't run the YouTube. I don't know how to do all
that. I do. But so that's why I'm like, if y'all like the colors, even like the colors of the screen and shit like that, like, tell us what y'all like. And so, like, I always play around. I always like try to make shit different because, like, I don't know. I feel like the boys next door, we're kind of like growing up a little bit. Like, we're drinking wine,
coffee,
coffee. We have our view mugs. I have a wine glass, not a fucking like random like solo cup or some shit. We're growing up.
Was a birthday gift, by the way.
I know. I wanted you to bring it up so bad. I was like, oh, so cute.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Rate yourself honestly. This was a Twitter trend. What has this come from?
I don't know. Somebody just ran like, so you know, like they do those trends where like somebody rates themselves, then they're like, quote what you rate yourself. And so people have just been quoting this nonstop, and it got me thinking like, oh my god, I haven't like stopped and judged myself in a long time. Why not pick apart myself on the podcast where everyone else can do it? Well, and listen,
I like this.
It's fun though. I feel like creative criticism about yourself helps you grow, and you just like, you know, just your birthday, and you're getting like a lot older now, and so I feel like sometimes it's, you know, you feel me, just a little older. So
well, we won't go there.
There's nowhere to go.
Rate yourself honestly. So are we supposed to do each one of these categories?
Yeah, you okay? So you do your looks or whatever, then I do mine. You can say why you gave yourself that, just to give a little background, but also just to like get back and forth, and so I can be like, "Bitch, no, you are beautiful."
I'm trying to see my face this whole episode. Like, I feel like even in your ears, you should be able to see my face because I'm being a curmudgeon. I'm curmudgeon, whatever the word is. That's me.
My a dickhead.
Everything. I'm against
it. A dickhead. This is gonna be fun. Cause I feel like you're about to lie to yourself on here, and then all the listeners are gonna be like, "Bitch, are you fucking dumb?" And that's the good thing. I want y'all to say after if this reply, "Are you dumb?" Just "Are you dumb?" If he says something that you don't agree with, and that we both know is the truth, go ahead.
Put it in the comments on YouTube.
Yeah.
Looks 6.8.
No.
Next, your turn. This is about me. This is rate yourself.
Okay. I give myself at least an 8.5.
Okay.
Only thing that I would change, I'm ready for my hair to grow out of the George Jefferson phase or the Florida Evans. I'm ready for my hair to grow out more. I look like a little baby slave under here, and I hate it. And then, like, when you wash your hair now, I haven't had hair in so long.
Under the bus during Black History Month? Wow.
Don't do that, bitch. You were just having a full second about white men earlier, how you were picking them, bitch. Let's not start. But then like, I'm finally, like, getting my skin how I want it. So that's where I took a 0.5 from. And so, yeah. Other than that, I feel like my, okay, I don't know.
Okay, I'll give myself a 7. I think I'm a low 7.
Okay, so that's like a 7.2?
Like a 6.9 and a half. Can you do a 0.9? Like a 6.98, you know?
A fraction. Okay.
Yeah, like 6.98.
If that's what you want to give yourself, sweetheart.
Especially if I take this bandana off, because you just talk about your hair. My hair actually looks fine, but on camera, it looks a mess. I can't wait till my locks get to the point where I'm just like throwing these bitches and I can just do whatever I want. Cause I don't.
That's why I like your new profile picture. Cause it looks like you're doing like this with your locks. It just looks like you're like filling it.
I hope y'all don't hear me chewing in a thing. Creativity. I'm gonna give myself a smooth. Now, when we say creativity, does that just mean like creative things we've done, or just like creative brain?
Your creative brain, how creative you are, how you go about your creative expression. Maybe some people might not even be creative, so they'll give themselves like a 0. Like, bitch, I don't like painting, or I don't have those type of ideas. I'm more business minded. So forth and so on.
I'm going to give myself an 8 on creativity. I take points off for lack of execution.
I feel that. And I was going to say, I was going to give myself an 8.5, and I was going to take away points for not having the money to execute what I wanted to do. So,
but see, that don't got nothing to do with your brain. Your brain can still be hella creative.
Creative, yeah. Because it's sometimes like, have you ever just been thinking about shit and you was like, I wish I could just do this. Like,
I've been working $1 million right now. I could do so much stuff. Like, I could fund my whole career. I really, this is kind of off topic, but not, am I sweating?
No.
Maybe. No, that's strange. No.
It's really good though. Yeah. You're comfortable.
I'm a sweater.
I'm not. Yeah. So your future boo who listens to this episode found out you are a farter, you're a sweater, you're a nasty foul bitch. You are a truck driving asshole.
I sweat a lot. All of my shirts that I wear more frequently than others have like permanent sweat stains. I hate it. I hate it, and that's the only place I sweat. Like, I stress sweat here.
Really?
But if I'm hot, then I sweat everywhere. But if I, like, be just being, like, stressed out. And stress, sweat, stank. I don't know what that is chemically, but, like, when you're stressed or anxious, that type of sweat stinks. But, like, if you're sweating because you're hot, I don't sweat. But when
I don't either.
Get stressed out and I'm nervous or something and I'm sweating, oh, I'm funky.
That's why I carry
deodorant everywhere.
I don't know where I stress sweat from. I don't feel like I've ever been stressed enough to sweat. I feel like normally, like, I'm a forehead sweater. Like, I sweat on my forehead. Like, my forehead will look like beat up of sweat when I'm nervous or something like that. Other than that, like, maybe my back sometimes. Oh, and my arms. If I get hot, my arms sweat really fast.
What the fuck are we talking about? I was getting ready to say, I admire people like, I'm really thinking of Issa Rae, because Issa Rae just, like, built her whole entire career starting from YouTube, right? And then I look at somebody like Keke Palmer.
I was thinking about Candy.
Okay. Well, Keke Palmer...
That's why I started laughing. Cause I knew what your reaction was going to be.
Like, that's so random. Shout out to Candy, though. and that's not even, like, I'm just...
That is so shady.
That is not shady. I love Candy. And she's got great business acumen, but I wasn't thinking about her. Not for this particular thing. Keke Palmer was like, you know what? They not calling me back. I'm going to build my own network. I'm going to do my own shit. Quinta Brunson, the way she flipped going viral... into a fucking TV mogul is insane to me.
Insane. Yeah, that's crazy.
So I say that to say.
But also it shows that anything's possible, though. Like, it literally just takes one thing for everything to change. And you just never know. That's why you got to keep putting out content. Like, I'm not sure. Like, somebody had asked me, like, would you ever quit podcasting? Like, do you ever want to quit? And it's shit like that that makes me not ever want to quit, because it's just literally like the messages we receive. What bitch is the message we receive? And it's shit like that. It makes me want to keep continuing on. So, like,
say their names, or like I told Lenard before, keep it on the playground.
Okay, bitch, you had asked me.
Now you telling the podcast all I be is that one.
Okay. Okay, bitch, you told me say names, bitch. I'm about to keep it real, like, low key. You said it. You made me say it. But yeah, it is always shit like that. And he didn't say it like asking me like we about to quit too. But he would just ask me like, because we both are exhausted. We're both pushing through. And so it's just like, you know, sometimes you're tired, but it's just like, I love delivering this content to y'all. We love doing this shit for y'all. So it's like, no, I don't ever think about quitting. But baby, I am tired as fuck. And I want some dick, so.
Humor. I'm going to give myself a 10.
I don't know. I'm an acquired taste. Like, because I'm, like, kind of, like, sassy with my humor, but I'm kind of witty. But I'm also kind of, like, obscure. So, I mean, like, people sometimes shit go over people's head, but I be getting it, bitch. And so, it's just, like, I think that's pretty far. See, that's why I'm just, like, okay, the bitch that get it, get it. Those who just laugh, you get it. So.
I don't know if I laugh because that was funny. I'm more so laughing because you're trying to convince yourself that you're funny. Like, either you're funny or you're not.
Bitch, you don't think I'm funny?
I think you tell jokes. I don't think you're not funny. I think you're funny, but I think
I am so funny.
Not the same. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all. No, not at all.
I'm very dark and morbid and negative about my humor.
Yeah, and I'm dark, but it has like a... It's like... a cupcake, but in the center it's like Nutella. Exactly. It's like, oh my God, why would you fuck up a great cupcake with Nutella in the center? You put cupcake batter in the center.
So your humor is Nutella.
A treat. No, it's a kiss. Okay, I'll give myself an 8.
Okay.
Is that too high? Am I delusional?
No.
I think I'm...
I feel like you think I'm being shady. I'm not. I'm just trying to break it down.
I'm legit crying. Oh,
you're
my God.
Definitely funny.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Listen. Okay. We our humor links on certain things, right? Like, because it's very vulgar. It can be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And everybody in the comments be cracking up at the shit that you be saying.
Yeah, I agree.
You should rate yourself maybe higher than that.
Okay, so I'll give myself a 9.
Love it. Mental health.
Oh my God, I love that. See, this is why this is so fun to do. I was going to give myself a 4, and I wanted you to talk me up out of it, like almost like a jump. But that, I honestly thought about it, and I gave myself what I felt like I should give. And then you talked me up higher. So that was great. I love that.
See what I do? I change people's lives.
Okay, not too much. What's next?
I got popcorn on my lips. This is so ghetto. Don't nobody take no screenshots. Mental health. I'm gonna rate mine. Bitch. My mental health right now. I don't know. I don't know if we want this answer.
Okay, bitch. That's what I was thinking about as I looked down while we were talking about the one before. I was like, I don't know, bitch.
Have you ever heard, this is kind of off task, but it's like mental health related because it's like, who thinks like that? Have you ever heard of something called Call of the Void?
No, what is that?
Call of the Void is like, I don't know the actual definition. I'm going to look it up while I'm talking about it. But okay. It's basically like let's say you are on the 95th floor of some hotel and you have a balcony, right? And you step out onto the balcony. My brain says, wow, I wonder what it would feel like to jump right now. Like, I wonder how hard I'm going to hit the ground.
So like suicide ideation.
But it's not on no suicidal shit. I really just want to be like, well, I wonder what's going to happen. Like, I technically can do this. Like, there is nothing stopping me.
Yeah, I could technically do it right now if I wanted to.
And I saw a reel a few weeks ago or some time ago. And the guy was with his wife and she thought she was just recording a cute video of them. And he turned around because he didn't know she was recording. He turned around and said, like, my fear of heights is not the fear of falling. It's the fear of jumping.
Mm.
Like, he's more afraid that he's going to jump than just, like, slip off the cliff. And right. I relate to that so hard. It's not even crazy. But it's also, like, who thinks like that? Like, that is so weird that you would think, like, I'd be thinking,
what if I kick
the window open right now, you know?
Is that a control thing, though? Because I feel like in that moment, you're controlling the fear yourself. You're controlling what ends up happening yourself. Like, most people, like, let's say, like, they're on a cliff and they get pushed over. Like, you're going to die. But you're like, well, bitch, I'll just jump and I'll just experience it for myself. You don't have to push me over. That's also, like, taking control back out of the situation.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah. I feel like that's a control thing.
Or I'm just mentally unstable. Google describes it as the sudden thought or urge to jump from a high place.
I know this is so serious.
It's basically an intrusive thought.
But, yeah, I was going to say it sounds like an intrusive thought. But this is literally how I imagine you, like, feeling. Like, this is literally
it. And it also says, like, having the urge to run into to drive into a car head on. I get that all the time. Like, I just be like, what if I just run into this car right now? Speeding right now.
See, I jump
in front of a bus? Like, I don't be, it's like not even like no crazy stuff. I just be like,
yeah.
How would I survive? Would I? Might be.
Maybe it's more for scientific purposes than out of your mind purposes, like mental purposes.
Well, what's your mental health rating? We even talked about mine. It really should be a 0. Oh, I didn't even answer.
You said it should be a 0.
I'm at a 5. I'm at a 5.
That's fair. I think I had a lot of realizations this week. I had a lot of come to Jesus moments this week. So I'm gonna give myself, like, right now, like, a 7.
That's great.
A 7. Like, I could be better. I have been better. But also, I feel like this is the first time in a long time where I actually want to go outside and do shit and feel the sunshine and shit like that. So I'm like, I guess I'll go higher. Maybe an 8.
That's great.
Yeah. I've been worse.
Like, I don't feel bad. I don't feel great.
Yeah. You're just there. You're existing. When was the last time you felt really, really good, though?
On my birthday.
Oh, that's great. We love that. Okay, cool.
Shout out to my friend Malcolm. We hung out all day.
Hey, Malcolm.
Empathy. I'm going to rate mine a 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm pretty empathetic. So I would probably give myself, like, I don't know. I think my empathetic, I think I'm, yeah. I don't know. I'm a sucker. Maybe like 10.
Wow. So you think you feel like you're an empath?
Yeah. Okay. You don't think so?
I don't know. I'm not in your brain. I mean, I was just having this conversation with a friend earlier about a situation that had happened. Not earlier, but like early in the week. And I was like, we was talking and I'm like mad or whatever. And he was like, he said something. I was like, you know what? He said something about me like having empathy. And I'm like, you know what? I could use a little more empathy in this situation. I could. My thing is, it got to line up logically. Like, whatever the situation is,
that be the catch.
I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. We need to find out the facts. And then we can go from there. So, no, I don't be having empathy for people when I don't see the logic.
I feel like I don't have empathy for people when I feel like you're bullshitting me or, like, trying to hype the situation up a little more than it is. Or, like, I feel like you're hiding pieces. Now, look, I'm one of those people, I tell everybody all the time, like, you can tell me anything in the world. I do not fucking care. Like, I'm not a judgy person. I know I may come off pretty snooty and I'll be like, oh, okay, whatever. But it's just like, even though... Whatever, I won't say that. But it's just like, how do I word this? Just be real about what you're trying to do. Just be honest. And I will understand any situation you put in front of me. When you start bullshitting me, when you start trying to hide facts, when you start making me turn to Detective Dan, and I catch all the bullshit, and I gotta call you out on it and scare you a little bit, that's your fault. Because I tried to be empathetic, and you didn't appreciate it.
Not gotta be psycho. For people who are genuinely feeling any type of way about something. Like, okay. Cause when I think of empath, I think of, like, I don't know, Erykah Badu. Like, I feel like Erykah Badu could walk in a room, she don't even have to say nothing to you. She knows exactly how you're feeling.
That's she what can I feel. Like, she can feel the energy, yeah.
I'm definitely not one of those people, but I can read energy, but I, like, I don't feel your energy and take it on. Like, I know what's going on, but then I leave it where it's at, right?
Right.
But I do sometimes have empathy for people going through, like, really sucky situations, you know. It can be something, like, really random on Instagram. I don't know if this counts as empathy, but, like, if I see something sad happening to somebody, sometimes that should be affecting me.
Right.
But I don't know if that's empathy as much as like having an emotion. Sympathy, you know?
Yeah. That might be sympathy. Cause I thought empathy was more so like when it's like, it's not your situation, but you still feel the situation. Like,
right.
It's like empathy is like, I feel sorry for you.
Like, I feel sorry for you and I feel sorry.
Right. I feel sorry. I'm feeling sorry for you.
Right.
Like, literally. That's yeah, and I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it really depends on also my connection with the people. Like, I'm really intuitive in general. Like, I be feeling shit, I be knowing shit, I know when energy's off, I know when moods are shifting. Like, I'm just really that type of person. And so sometimes, like, I feel like I can feel those emotions, but I don't latch on to those emotions. I don't know why randomly I just had a taste for, like, a veggie burger.
I had a vegan burger on my birthday. That shit was bussing.
Oh my god, I have a taste for it. What's a vegan burger? I've never heard of that
It was just an Impossible Burger.
Okay, I like Impossible Burgers. Those are good.
It was fire. The fries was fire.
Oh, you had a whole vegan meal?
Burger and fries.
Are French fries vegan?
Yeah, it's potatoes.
Oh. I don't know what vegans do other than eat
shiitake vegans shit. Like a true vegan don't consume nothing from plants. I mean, nothing from animals. So, like, they don't wear real leather. They don't eat meat. They don't, you know, a lot of vegans don't, I don't know. I wonder what vegan dick feel like. Because I feel like if you're that, like, you know.
I know the nut tastes good. The nut probably tastes delicious.
But what if it tastes like
vinegar,
you know?
Vinegar. Like a little vinegar taste or something.
What are we talking about? Patience. Scale of 1 to 10. I'm going to give myself a smooth 2.
I don't know. It depends if I like you or not. If I like you, like, if you're a boy, my patience is probably, like, a 10. If you're, like, anybody else that I'm not pursuing romantically, like, other than, like, a friend, because my patience with all y'all would be, like, a 10, too. But, like, everybody else, 0. I ain't got no patience for you. Get to the point. I'm not fucking around. I like to get to the point. No. Like, I don't have none. But, like, I'm pretty nice, though. And so, I'm, like, I'm really giving. So, maybe not a 0. Maybe, like, a 2.
I'm very low on the scale. Like, little stuff irritates me very. I'm gonna say this because I don't think nobody from my job listens to this. I have a coworker who has a habit of talking to me with his mouth full. Like, it is
not. Oh,
like,
no!
It's not like I interrupted him. He'll come to me already chewing and trying to talk, and I'd be like, "What are we doing right now? This is."
That, like, bitch, why would you even think about coming to somebody with a mouthful of food anyway? That's so fucking like
this could have waited until you finish chewing, babe. Swallow, digest, take a drink, and then we can talk. Because not only are you smacking, you're trying to be like covert at the same time. He's like,
oh god, I hate your mouth
like you're trying to be discreet. No, you walked up to me already chewing. It's no more discreetness. Stuff like that, you know, driving. Real bit, not road rage, but I get real mad behind the wheel. Like, I just be irritated by everything everybody do. Kids, people in general, just like, oh, if I'm in the gym working out by myself,
maybe like a 0, because the only thing you ain't named is the wind blowing.
I'm not a fan of the wind, especially not when my hair is done and I'm just walking. Now all of a sudden my hair is all over the place. I'm not a fan of the wind.
Damn wind.
This has turned into shit I hate. That don't got really much to do with patience. I say
stuff. You ain't got none. You ain't got none.
Tick, 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 tick. You irritate me immediately. Very little things irritate me. You know what else irritates me?
What?
Pins with no caps. What are we doing? Are we 5? Why is there no cap on this pen? I feel like pens with no caps are dirty. I feel like they've been inside of people's assholes.
And that's not no cap. No cap.
I don't like that. I don't like a pen with no cap. It just gives very much like
destitute. Destitute.
Just found this under the fridge or something.
It brought it to work and put it on in the pen holder.
I hate people who are sloppy in general. Like, please be an adult. And people who write sloppy, what is wrong with y'all? You've had all your life to perfect your handwriting and you write like a second grader. What's your patience level? I'm gonna light my blood. Oh, you said 0. Next up, social skills. Mine, 0.
I think mine are like a 10. I don't know. Maybe like a 9.5. Because sometimes I'd be slipping up and I'd be ready to... It'd be slipping. But I think I'm a 9.5.
I had to light my blunt so I can calm down. I'm
shaking. Yeah, bitch. So you were ready, bitch. That was like the list 2.0. That was elevated.
I know, right? My social skills are definitely I don't want to say 0, but 1. Because I'm not very social. Okay. I don't know how to, you know, we talk about all the time how I see my boyfriend at work and I don't have the courage to speak to him. I'm not good at small talk, so I may come off like I really don't want to talk to you because. But also, it's like, you know,
you're partially right. Don't,
you know how you flirt with guys by making eye contact with them? I'm very dodgy with the eye contact. Like, I don't know how to do
that. I was practicing earlier in the mirror while I was crying.
Sometimes I do good in the club when I'm drunk. When I'm drunk, I'm making eye contact. But
that's my favorite setting of practice. I'm like, you're in the club, you see a guy, how are you gonna look at him? What are you gonna do? What's the emotion you're gonna display in your eyes? Like, you
speaking
know,
I love, let me tell y'all something.
Oh,
if you see me in a club, don't you ever in your motherfucking life, bitch, walk up behind me and knee me at your big age. Let me tell you what happened on my birthday, bitch. Some old ass man walked up behind me. I'm talking to my friend Malcolm.
Oh my God, bitch. I didn't think the story was going like that.
It was going there. I didn't think it was going there either. I turned up, so my back was turned to like the main entrance because the club was pretty empty at that point. We got there kind of early, but people were starting to flow in. So I'm talking to my friend, and this, I'm assuming he's racially ambiguous, like bear type man. I'm
you let a white you let a white man knee you on Black History Month and on your Black birthday, History,
right? So I don't know if he was white, but he wasn't Black. He might have been like Hispanic, but I don't know. He was he could pass
for. I don't know.
And he came behind me, and his knee hit the back of my knee, and so I buckled. I said, I turned around. He was like, he was laughing, and I'm just like, why would you do that? He was like, oh, you're just so cute. I wanted to say hi. I'm like,
that's not cute, bitch.
I was like, I could have fell. He was like,
just. What if you had a fake leg? What if you had a fake leg? Now you did knock your leg out from underneath you. They swept you off your feet, literally, bitch.
Is that how we flirt? Are we 6 years old? You don't come up and knee people. Wow, what? I could fail. So my social skills are like, you know, down there.
Wow, I could have failed.
That is so, like, why would you do that?
That I will be so upset. Knowing me, I already don't have good balance. So you coming to do that, you didn't end in my night. I have twisted my ankle again, bitch. I already got weak ankles, and now you didn't come and knee somebody? And you're a bear? A bear just came and fucking kneed you. Bitch, you should have called the police, bitch, on your birthday during Black History Month. Oh, okay, that's how they can beat your ass on. They call you cute after. I see how you operate, bitch.
Memory. Mine's a zero.
Zero. Okay, next.
Especially short term. Long term, I can remember some stuff.
No, short term, trash, gone.
All right, let's move into the next topic. What you want to talk about? Oh, I do want to ask this.
Okay, ask me.
Because again, the theme of the night is the apps. So I've been swiping, swiping. okay. And I came across this profile, and I actually matched with this person. I hope they never hear this.
Hello, new subscriber.
He is in a committed, non-monogamous relationship. Okay. So my question is, would you date somebody who's in a committed non-monogamous relationship? It means they have a main relationship and they are dating around. Could you be that person's like other person because they already have a person?
I mean, yeah, because technically it's kind of like, do I have to be involved with the other person as well? Or can I just live my life with you and then you go live your life with them? But it also depends on how many other people you're like involving in this. Or is it like a little sweatshop?
I'm just gonna say based off non-monogamous, I'm gonna assume it's not a polyamorous relationship,
right? So if it's just you and your
polyamorous, he would have said I'm in a polyamorous relationship. And then I think in those type of relationships, you have to be in the relationship with everybody.
Yeah, and I don't want to date everybody. Like, if he fine enough and like, he makes me happy, I think I can be down with it. But then again, like, I don't know how the other person's going to deal with it. Like, what the other partner going to do? When I want my time, he got to come over here. So I don't know what they're going to be doing while he over here all the time. So I think if you sign up
for something like that, you're pretty much signing up to be second in line.
I don't do that. So we'll have to talk that part of agreement out. So I mean, they'll just have, if he really wants me, he'll just make do.
I don't, because
I'm not gonna play. Like, I come to the, wait, sorry to cut you off. No, not. I have to say this. I've realized this week I'm a brat. I'm a total brat. I'm like 100% a brat. 100% a brat.
I told you this a million years ago.
Yeah, but it's you saying it. You always try to hate on me and tear me down. So yeah, I didn't really
right.
believe.
Like an Aquarius always is right. But go ahead.
Anyway, bitch, I'm a total brat. I be needing attention. If I don't get enough attention, I get upset. I get mad. I get angry. I be expecting shit to go how I want it to go. And I just be like, that's not going to work. But I also kind of feel like I always tend to like navigate toward guys that tend to bend to me being that way. And I really want to work on that. I want to be more like bending to other people. Because guys, you trying to hang out with me and I keep swerving them. Because I just feel like it's just...
You don't want nobody to experience your crazy.
Yeah, 100% that. And I was acting crazy all week, and I don't have any more energy for it. Bitch,
I'm really concerned about you crazy girls, because I be like, how do y'all have this much energy to be crazy? Now, I have crazy thoughts, like in my head.
Yeah, we heard earlier, bitch.
I'm gonna tell you something else that pissed me off.
Okay.
Somebody that had been in my DMs, and I'm gonna explain this all the way through. They had been in my DMs days prior. Saying stuff
like, okay, what?
Then you posted up with your man on Valentine's Day that wasn't there.
Oh, see, that's why, so I hate shit.
I'm not mad about the fact that, oh, I didn't get chosen to be his man. Clearly dodged the bullet, and I didn't give a fuck that much anyway. It's right. The fact that y'all don't be making a case for relationships. Y'all don't make me want to get in one, because y'all be doing this type of stuff. Now, he could have made it official on Valentine's Day. Maybe he ain't know. You know what I'm saying? But I just think it's so strange. So I say all that to say, damn, what was we talking about?
But that's the weird part about dating, though, in general. That's why our memory is zero. So, like, that's the weird part about dating, though, because I feel like you can't really dictate somebody else how to spend their time. If you're dating other people and you both are dating other people, like, when does it get to the point of you being like, okay, it's serious. You, like, so that you, like, you rightfully can't feel any type of way about a nigga being in your inbox one day and then posting up on Valentine's Day the next. Like,
right.
How does that work?
I remember my point, though, when I was saying, I don't know how you crazy girls do it.
Wait a minute.
Because I thought we were getting off of that. Like, now, I will kill all three of us, right?
Easy.
To my head. But I don't act out on it, you know? I just be like, okay, now we're done.
Yeah.
I just move on in silence, and I just, you know, make you think that I'm not affected. But I'm going to be crying.
I tried that this week. Okay, so I tried that, and I was going to do, like, the whole, like, I don't care thing and blah, blah, blah. And they were just like, oh, I read that Facebook post, and it was just like, someone's generally trying to make something up to you. You're either going to forgive them or not. Stop being a bitch. And I'm just like, okay. If I'm going to generally let somebody be sorry and, like, accept their apology, I can't be that way. So I'm just like, yeah. So I'm like, I'm not that psycho. Like, it just, sometimes it just be the principle for me. Like, it be the principle that makes me snap. Like, and if you're not understanding the principle of what you're doing is wrong, I lose my shit instantly. And that'd be the thing, because everybody be like, oh, you're so cool, you're so chill. And then, like, you do one thing, like, we were talking about it earlier, like, our patience, like, and shit like that. Like, it'd be one thing, and I'm just losing my shit. And so, like, I got to get better with that. I got to get better with how I, like, express this shit is bothering me. Because sometimes, like, I either shut down or I overreact. I got to find some middle ground where it's actually, like, effective still.
I'm very aware that certain things can make me, like, crazy, whether I act out on it or not. There's certain things I know will trigger me and make me feel a certain type of way. So right. I don't know that me dating somebody else who's already in a relationship, I don't know how that would make me feel, because I don't know if I should, like I said earlier, come into the situation knowing I'm going to be second fiddle, or if I should come into the relationship expecting more and then getting my feelings hurt, you know?
I feel like in that type of situation, I feel like you should expect them to treat you like you're in a relationship with them, right?
I don't want to be in a... You know, I've thought about it, you know, in theory, being in a thruple sounds like
a unicorn.
It sounds fine. I would rather be somebody's unicorn, like, okay, this person who's in a committed non-monogamous relationship. Look, y'all call me when y'all want to do something. Other than that, leave me out of
it. Leave me alone.
I don't know if we can be in a full-blown relationship.
Right.
That is fine. But a thruple, I just feel like, because they probably going to want to live in the same house. I can't do that. I can't live with one person, let alone two others. No.
That's too much energy, too. Myself,
bitch.
Okay. And then men be having like our periods, and if our periods all sink in, we're going to be butting heads. It's going to be terrible.
It would need to be a minimum 3-bedroom, minimum 3-bathroom. Or maybe y'all two can share a bit. It won't be me. I won't be sharing nothing.
So, okay, so you'll be willing to live with them and cohabitate as long as you had your own space?
If I had my own room, my own bathroom.
Right.
If I was respected when I labeled things in the refrigerator and it didn't get touched. You know, I'm not into sharing. I'm not the only child, but I'm the only boy. I never really had to share much. So, sorry, you're just going to, like, we can share stuff. One thing I don't like sharing, we gonna stay on topic on this day. But what I was just going to say was, one thing I do not like sharing, for real,
dick,
is my food. Now, if I cook or if I buy food or whatever.
Okay.
Let's say we go to a restaurant, I get a burger, you get a salad, you want a piece of my burger. We're not doing that. You should have got a burger when you wanted one. And if you want one out, call a waiter back and get one.
I love eating my nigga food. I love eating my nigga food. Love it.
Oh, see, I don't know. We not.
I don't even eat all my food. Sometimes I just be wanting to taste theirs just to see if it tastes good. I love it.
That's not my love language. That pisses me off. You big greedy bitch. Get your own shit. That's how
I love it. I love, but I love fucking with niggas that eat a lot too. I love that. I'd be like, oh, you about to eat again? Just sit there and watch them eat, little sauce dripping on their face. I'd be like, oh my God, look at your fat ass that's eating there again.
This
I love
goes
that.
Back to my patience level being basically zero. People who are gluttonous when they eat irritate me.
I don't like seeing the food dripping people's mouth, like in their car and shit like that when they're eating. I don't like that.
I just can't stand to see somebody eating greedily. Like, calm down, number one. And number two, how big is your fucking stomach? I've been around people who
look at
just
you,
like,
look at you, never... big back shaming over there.
Listen, I like my men a little on the fluffy fat side. So, yeah. But it don't irritate me no less. Like, calm down, baby. The food ain't going nowhere. Why you eating so much? You gonna be here tomorrow? Not tonight if you're going to have a heart attack from eating all this.
Oh, I love me a little fatty. Go ahead, daddy. Eat that plate up.
I don't even like watching. I can't stand to see kids eat because kids are so...
Oh, no. Don't get me started.
This video.
We talked about this before. Like, when they drink shit and then it just be the whole... Whatever. Like, they eat a hot dog. They have chewed the hot dog up and swallowed it. They take a sip of something. Somehow the full hot dog is back in the drink. And they sit it back on the table like it's normal. These are sick people. This, another reason I do not like kids. That is so sick.
There is this video on Instagram. I guess he was at Chuck E. Cheese or something. Whatever they was at. Maybe a restaurant. And he had a slice of pizza. And so I guess his mom recorded him. He had a slice of pizza. The pizza is hot. He took all the cheese off the pizza. Trying to get it out.
I hate kids so bad.
To this moment, that video pisses me off. I want to strangle that little boy. I don't condone harming children, but I'm just saying he made me so mad. He took all the cheese off the pizza and put it in his mouth. But because it's so hot, it shocked him. So he's just like, he's literally shaking while he's chewing. He's like, and it's just like, why didn't your greedy ass just put it back out and wait for it to cool off? You gonna die? You gonna get third degree burns on your tongue because you so fucking hungry, bitch?
I don't like kids. We call children bitches now on this podcast. We have hit an all-time low. But I don't trust little kids. I don't trust their fingers. I don't trust their body parts. I don't trust their odors. I don't trust their breath. I don't trust their hair. I don't trust nothing about them. They give me secret, like, contamination or something like that. Like, I just see one, I just want to... You know, like on Monsters, Inc., when they would contaminate people and put the thing around them and spray them down? I like, it's something about them. Like, they're so, like, they'd be cute, but they'd just be like, not close to me. And so it's just like, go away.
We gotta move on. We gotta move on.
Cause no, like, the minute a kid touches you, magic, like, stains that were never on you before suddenly pop up in places. It's just like, you don't even have chocolate chips.
We are slandering children on this.
Oh, sorry.
This, we can't do this.
Okay, whatever. Fuck them.
What was we talking about? So, yeah, it's a no for me. Well, I don't know if it's a no for me for the non-monogamous. It's a pre-cum. It's not a dump, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I would probably be into it, but then I just hope your other partner's, like, cool.
You want to do one more topic?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
Which one?
We had a short episode last week. I don't know. Mystery will it? That'd be a funny thing to do for real.
I know, right? Does the first date have to be about you and what would you enjoy?
Oh,
or God. Is it about the guy finding something he wants to share with you?
Well, I'm pretty simple. So I feel like if you plan something that you feel like I would like, uh-oh. Oh. Oh, God.
My stomach was growling. I just hope it wasn't in the mic because it was pretty aggressive.
Oh, I thought you were letting loose again. So I was afraid to smell a vision. But yeah, so like, I'm pretty simple. Like, I just like any place where I can go and just, I can take a cute picture. It's a good experience. And I feel like any guy that fucks with me should automatically know that. Because I feel like, I don't know, I'm pretty much, what you see is what you get. And so, like, what I post about is kind of what I am, like, unless you're like, we're getting deep, deep, deep. And so, I don't know, I'll be down for a guy planning what he think would be, I would enjoy. As long as it ain't nothing stupid. Like, don't take me to no stupid shit.
I think this is the kind of date I didn't consider until I was on them apps, and it was one of the, like,
okay,
like, one of the prompts is like, pick your date, and the person gets to put in three types of dates, and one of the dates on there was like museum and tea, and I was like, that sounds so relaxing and like elegant, and you can have like the mood of the conversation would be totally different over tea, you know? I never thought of that, and I selected that on his profile.
I like matched. I like the concept of that. I like the concept. I like going to the museum and like walking around, but I like going to the museum and walking around for the aesthetic purpose of walking around the museum, cause I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. And so I'm just normally just walking around just like, yeah. Nice outfit, huh?
And like, I don't know. I feel like a very small population of the country goes to museums because they enjoy art. I think the rest of us go because we like the way it looks. We like the vibe.
Yeah,
like
the vibe is relaxed. Yeah, it's relaxing.
It's like shopping at Target. You know, it's like a mood.
Yes, because now I am no longer a Walmart shopper. I walked in there to get something simply, and everything was locked up. I was like, why are, what is going on in here that the razors are locked up? And it's like, the plastic ones. Like, what? Why? The razors are locked up. The face wash.
In so long. But it's not because I'm like anti-Walmart. It's just that Target is way closer to me. And Walmart is not the vibe. Like, I feel like if you go to Walmart, you go into Walmart looking for something. Like, you're not going to Walmart to just walk around.
Very specific. You go to Target
to just walk around.
Because let me tell you, earlier I had a dick appointment set up, but then the person he stayed with came home. And so I was like, I'm not coming over there. So I was like, fuck it. And so I was like, confession. And so I ended up going to Target. And I was like, I got to Target. I picked up a basket. And I was just walking around. And I was like, you know what? I don't even need anything. Why am I in here? And I just walked. I put my basket back and I walked back out after like 30 minutes of walking around. I was just like, you can't do that in Walmart. I've never experienced that in Walmart. Like, in a Walmart, I'm stressed. Like, the little kid has now done the cartwheel over my big toe and landed in the fucking, like, candle.
Walmart, they unstocking stuff. Y'all was supposed to do this in the morning.
They got stocking shit.
And they not just like stocking from like a little cart. They got like pallets in the aisle.
Yes. It is. You know, at 5 o'clock, everybody get off work. By 5:30, everybody gonna be up in your store getting their last minute dealings. So now you have decided to undo your stock and reload and replenish the floor in the middle of rush hour. And then you're old as fucking moving slow. And now we have to navigate around you while you have stopped the full pallet from blocking us from getting to the candle section.
This
fix it.
Is not a serious podcast. I'm saying that if I was on a date that it can
how we
be
get
with,
here?
Exactly, bitch. Let's get back on topic. A guy, I feel like if a guy's going to ask me on a date, I'm going to do whatever he planned. Like,
okay.
Like, let's assume that we don't really know each other like that, and this is like the first date.
Okay.
Just plan what you think would be nice. Don't try to get my ideas, and I want to see what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what you thought would be a good idea, and maybe I'll see if I like it.
No, I feel that. I also feel like guys overthink the first date. Like, I feel like I overthink every interaction with guys. So I always just be like, I try just to keep it very simple. Like, I like Buffalo Wild Wings. I like going somewhere scenic, and I like pink. So if you take me somewhere pink that's scenic, and like maybe like you give me like a pink toy or something like that, I'll be happy. Like, I'm very simple. Do you expect a gift on the first date, or do you expect, is like the first date like a meet and greet?
A gift on the first date, I don't know. That's a bit
much.
Much. I'm not saying I wouldn't accept it. It would just have to be a very small gift, like a flower.
Yeah, like let me like. Oh, and one.
Be careful flowers. Just give me a little one. This is gonna, I'm gonna bring it back home and it's gonna die because I don't got no vases for flowers. I don't have
a green thumb. It would definitely die, but it would be the thought that counts. Like, I don't expect a gift on the first date, but it, like, if you're taking me on a date, I do expect you to pay. And if you don't pay, I will look at you differently. So I mean,
if we go Dutch on a date, we cool.
Yeah, we cool.
Yeah, but we not. I'm not. No. I'm not. Now, we can go Dutch on a date once we're in a relationship.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So let's clarify that, because you know they'll come back and try to drag us. So it just be like, on the first date, if you're not paying, okay, we bros. Like, you my bro.
But especially if you invited me. Now, if I invited you out on a date, I'm going to pay. That's just how I operate.
Period.
But if I go Dutch with you on a first date, we don't really like each other like that. So we might as well.
I ain't even going to hold you. So, like, even if I invite you on a date and you take me out on a date and you don't pay, I'm going to be looking at you weird. So I feel like.
You invited him on the date, though.
Okay, I mean, like, I gave him the idea that he should take me on a date. So I'm not inviting you. I'm more so being like, I really think we should go like to the movies. And then normally this is how it goes. I'm like, I really would like to do this. And the guy's like, okay, when would you like to do this? So now you have taken initiative. Now you have taken control of the date, and now we're going on a date.
So you don't. So in that sense, you don't really invite people out on dates. You just make suggestions.
Yeah, I make suggestions for you to invite me out on a date because I would like to go on a date. Like, I will invite you over to come chill with me. I'll invite you over to, like, come hang out, but that's not a date. That's just us hanging out. And, like, then I'll, like, share my weed or whatever. But, like, if I'm, like, I want to go out and do something or whatever, I feel like you should pay. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with you, like, taking initiative and paying for something that I told you that you should do for me.
That is very interesting logic, and you are allowed to have that.
I feel like it makes sense, though. Okay, so, like, you feel like, even if you, okay, whatever, never mind.
Yeah, well, that's just me, though. I just feel like if I invite you out romantically, I'm not talking about friends. I'm talking about romantically. Okay. Because I know some people be paying for their friends. It's like, sometimes, like, I grab this round, you grab the next round.
Yeah, shit like 100%. That.
Well, I'm not paying for your museum ticket unless I'm just feeling lovely. You know what I'm saying? The museum tickets is not cheap. But people have paid for my museum tickets, and I thank you. But,
I don't mind paying. I don't mind paying. Let me clarify that, too. I don't mind paying.
You just look at him like a bitch.
Yeah, because I feel like, If it's not like the bottom top row, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
That's exactly what it is, but you.
But I just. Don't
be a denial, girl. Living your truth.
I just feel like if you my nigga, you should be paying for the dinner. I don't have no problem paying for the dinner. I just feel like you should be paying for the dinner.
If we're coupled, we don't even have to be in a full-blown relationship. Yeah. If we're coupled past the point where we're dating to see if we like each other, we actually like each other, we together all the time.
Yeah.
I don't mind going Dutch. Then.
Then. Once we're make sure you include that part in the clip. Because they talk
that is controversial.
Bitch, I just feel like, okay, whatever. I'm not gonna dig myself. I'm not gonna dig a hole deeper. I don't know.
Summation, for me, any kind of date that I'm invited on, let it be like, even if you just inspired me, I don't want to plan the date though, because I don't like when people be like, you want to go out, you want to hang out, you be like, yeah, and they be like, what you want to do? Nope. No. You ask out. You ask me out. You tell me what you want to do. You tell me what time you're thinking about, and then we can work around my answer. Where, you know what?
Oh, brother, too much.
No. You don't get to ask me out on a date and then ask me to plan it. Where? What do you want to do? What day should we do it? Tell me what you're thinking, and then let's discuss what we can do.
That's why my way is better. Because then I've told you what we should do, and I've made it easy for you. And so now there's nothing really to discuss, just really to pick a time and time to go. You see how simple I make that? You see how simple
the ball in somebody else's court. If I want to do something, I'm going to be like, hey, this is what I want to do. You want to do it? Yes or no?
Okay, but that's simple too. That's hella simple.
And that's how I want to be approached. Don't be like, oh, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. I'm going to tell you I don't know, just like you don't know, because you asking me.
You are a dickhead, bro. I would just be like, bitch, okay, we ain't doing shit, bitch. Bye. Hang up the fucking phone, bitch.
Well, we shouldn't do nothing if you don't know how to be a man and plan the date.
Oh, so the top has to plan the date, huh?
No, funny. The top don't have to plan the date, but whoever offered the date need to plan the date.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know.
We can collab sometimes, but if you are asking me out for the first time, don't ask for my ideas. Just
Would you rather just get asked out than having to do like what you do and just say you want to go do something?
Just tell me where you want me to be and I'll see if I want to come.
Okay, bitch. Well, goodbye.
It's very simple.
Oh God, I'll see if I want to come. Okay, bitch. Never mind.
Yeah, if you say, hey, like I want to take you to
Applebee's.
Wild Wings.
Oh,
I'm like, okay, let's go. Now, at that moment, I'm looking at you as a friend.
Okay.
If you ask me out and you're first, and we've talked about this, and I'm gonna say it again. If you think taking me to a chain restaurant is gonna qualify as a real date, it's not. It's me hanging out. I'm not saying I won't go, but what I'm saying is that's not.
I still don't agree with this.
And I'm going to say this. I'm not saying we need to go.
Drag them, y'all. Chris. Drag them.
No, I'm not saying we need to go to Ruth Chris. I'm not saying we need to go to STK. I'm not saying we need to go to nothing fancy. But I feel like you should put a little more effort into it. Take me to a mom and pop restaurant. You know, that would qualify as a date to me, because it's like, okay, this bitch not taking me to McDonald's. Okay, I'm not just.
I get that.
If we go to McDonald's, we just hanging out. That don't mean we not, you know, doing nothing. It just means this is not a date. This is McDonald's.
So I see the McDonald's thing not being a date. But where I get lost at.
Thank you for agreeing with me, Mariah.
I'm like, okay, bitch. I'm like, what if you get to McDonald's, then you go to like a scenic place to eat your food, and you're hanging out. And that's what I be saying. Like the McDonald's isn't the
We don't disagree.
No, it's like the McDonald's isn't a destination. It's part of the journey. Like if you took me to Buffalo, that's why I always be like Buffalo Wild Wings is great. Like I could just first of all.
But see,
Buffalo
Wild Wings is my caveat. If we only go there, that's not a date.
That's not a date, bitch. We hanging out, bitch. That's a hangout. That's not a date.
So why we been having this beef about this and we saying the same thing?
Because you've always counted out Buffalo Wild Wings as not being a good date place. Well, so you can take me to Buffalo
Wild Wings is not a good place to eat. That's my beef with it.
It really is though, and so
Buffalo Wild Wings since I was probably like 18.
Okay, well, don't slander our future sponsor, bitch. I want to get free Buffalo Wild Wings. Shut up, bitch.
I love Buffalo Wild Wings. Those
there you go.
Jalapeno pepper wings poppers are great.
Okay, bitch. You know, like when I sing songs, I don't know the words, and you be like, shut up.
Fake Beyonce was... stan. What else is going on?
Okay, bitch. I am a real Beyonce stan. I don't basically, know. Basically, the date needs to... I want a date, though.
I think I'm going to start accepting dates. I'm going to start making more effort, and I'm going to start, you know, having stuff to talk about on this podcast other than me and you. That's... bitch.
Yeah, and we'll try to get some guests on here, too, to entertain y'all. I know y'all tired of hearing about our problems every week.
Yeah, y'all better listen, though.
You ain't got no fucking choice at this point. You're locked in. The cul-de-sac, once you join the cul-de-sac, you take a oath. We cut your fingers and we lock fingertips like and we never let go because now you're locked in forever. We are the cul-de-sac.
This episode has officially run its course because I don't know what you're even talking about right now.
If you've never seen the movie?
To this point, you must be very fucking bored. Thank you for listening, though. This has been great. I love you guys so much. Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door.
Boy Power.
Me on Instagram at Blackberry. And you can also follow me on...
Your TikTok band already?
No, I don't even use it. I was going to say a porn site, but I don't want nobody looking at my porn likes.
Would you got a dark fans?
No, I need to make one. No, I used to have... I still have an account because I was subscribed to somebody. But I don't use it.
Wait, there's a new porn site that you have?
No, I'm just on the regular Xvideos. Remember my Pornhub account got deleted for whatever reason. I guess they was doing a clean sweep. Those are the only two.
I want some dick, but I went to a Greek place up the street from me. And I tried it out, and I ate all the food. And I was just like, oh, my God. I'm like, it'll just be terrible today. But tomorrow, I think I'm up for it. I think I'm up for some little dickage.
Oh, okay. Get it? I'm going to drink a little more coffee. I might pull one of my toys out. I don't know.
One of these things is not like the other. Mm-hmm. You don't got no dick you could call?
Yeah.
I think you should call them instead.
I don't feel like dealing with a body, though. I just kind of
want to... I understand that part. I understand that. Just tell them stick their dick through. Just tell them stick their dick through the door, and then you'll see the back just, after.
We can just crack it. Just stand right there in the hallway. We ain't going to be long.
Okay, bitch. Get that.
Too much noise now.
Okay, your neighbor's not going to notice.
Got a camera.
Okay. Come on up, Blackberry Glory Ho.
Okay, bye. You didn't even tell people where to follow you.
Oh, I'm so fucking high. I didn't smoke the one wood rope filled with one thing.
One
smoked another one weed. One weed, one flavor. Another weed, another flavor. And I drank a glass of wine. But follow me on Twitter at Ken Lush. Two H's. Cause we keep secrets around here, bitch. And Ken Lush on Instagram. I'll probably have something new out next week. It depends if I like my outfit. I ordered it. So we'll see. And I just have to get the shoes now. Then we'll be there. So.
And make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube. See y'all next week.
Super kawaii.